I don't know if this is working, but only on the chance that it is, this stream is live. Cause my computer is so fucked. I don't even get me. So I actually have working computers, but I don't have time to set them up because I'm preparing, and I can't imagine those poor souls who are not spending their full time engaged in preparation for what's to come, and what's to come is not pretty. And I'm getting my family to safety and. Trying to keep it all together, and I'm out there digging the dirt every fucking day. But since I'm digging the dirt for myself and for my family, I love it compared to that fucking horse shit bullshit of New York, where they're just milking you for every nickel they can and trying to screw you over. That's New York. Well, I'm in the mountains now. And I've left New York behind, but I still have business there, and I still have to finish up my business, my business in Jew world over there. But whatever. I see people with this Kamala Harris lawn signs on, lawn signs on their, Kamala, whatever the other guy, Waltz or something like that. The guy's super creepy, And these so-called liberals, how I throw up scare quotes every time I use a political term because nothing means what it used to mean. They don't get it, and they say stupid things like, finally it's on a credible source of news such as like CNN or ABC, and a credible news like Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, what's the other guy? Anderson Cooper, former CIA intern, CIA agent, elite, it's disgusting how dumbed down everybody is, but you should be preparing. 24/7, time to prepare, you better believe it, for what's coming. And Trump won't be able to save the day. The Jews are quickly moving in. They're setting up because they want to be able to catalog. And I don't even want to talk like this because these fucking Jews are not that smart. Okay, they're smart at one thing: ripping you off. But my analysis might give them ideas, and I don't want to give these Jew bastards ideas, but. They're cataloging all assets, and they're going to put them on a blockchain so they could just take them. And I promise you, once your natural world and your physical world and all your possessions, if we get past it, you will own nothing. Doesn't matter. They have a plan B. Whatever you own will be on their blockchain, and you step out of line, and it ain't yours anymore. They're setting up a confiscation economy. They're setting up to confiscate the lands and the houses of those. They're going to punish. They're going to punish those Americans who've worked hard all their life. They're going to punish savers and reward borrowers who have no money and just getting free cash. They're going to get rewarded. And the people who are going to pay, the people who are going to get punished, are the people who were economically responsible, worked hard, saved, built a future, built a home. They're going to just get so many have-nots. This is the Jewish plan. As soon as you get 51% have-nots, they just say to the have-nots, look at those haves with those houses. Shame on those people. Shame on them. Those son of a bitches with these houses, some of them have two houses. Can you imagine? What a pig. Somebody who's so greedy. Let's get him, Whitey. Whitey, let's get Whitey. Because ultimately, implicitly, this is attack. This is an attack on the soon to be not majority anymore, the white race. Okay, and then you get the Bidens out there going, "Yes, it's a great thing that the white race is going to be a minority. It's really good. It's what our country's based on." They say our country, first of all, when you talk about immigration, right, And don't ever speak, don't ever believe anybody telling you that. Our country was based on immigration. Our country, no. Anytime the elite of this nation heavily promoted the influx of foreigners, it was only for one reason and one reason only. Let's see if we could guess. Let's see if we could guess what that reason was. Well, the reason was cheap labor. That was the only reason. So don't let anybody say that, oh, our country was based on it was a kindness of the heart to send us your poor and downtrodden. No. Send us your cheap labor. That's always what it was. So if there's any delusion, they always put the nice window dressing on a rather ugly thing. The industrialists wanted cheap labor, and they said, oh yeah, send us your hungry and downtrodden, so we can put them in our factories and make a lot of money off their labor. Okay, so, and that's what it is now, but now it's another dimension too. Votes for the Jewish-controlled Democratic Party. Not like the Republican Party is not also the Jewish-controlled Republican Party, remember? The United States is the Jewish-controlled United States, or the president is the Jewish-controlled president. All your senators and congressmen and legislators are Jewish-controlled senators, the Jewish-controlled congressmen, of course. Of course. They gave more standing, they always give more standing ovations to show Netanyahu, to show Jew, team Jew, you know? Except Rand Paul. I liked Rand Paul when they had the camera during the Obama administration when Obama actually... Well, the one thing I kind of thought was okay about Obama is he let some things slip that he didn't really like Netanyahu, he called him a liar and stuff like that. I think that was like carefully timed to get out or something. I think that was purposely like overheard, you know. Oh, they heard Obama calling Netanyahu a liar. And I think that was planned to do that. So that's those kind of things. He still gave him over $100 billion. So I didn't like that part about it. Nobody likes these people, but they pretend they do because of the money. And that's it. Cash. AIPAC, the ADL. All these groups are buttressing a corrupt... kleptocracy now, because it is going to be the confiscation of assets. That's it. So if you own a house now, and if you own land, you better be figuring out how you're going to protect your assets. And cash, you know, they're blocking off all exits, right? Well, let me explain what I mean by what do I mean by the Jews. Who control the United States government are blocking off all the exits. Well, the rich right now are trying to get into gold and cash and at real assets. So anyone in the know knows it's all about real stuff, because they know all that paper stuff and all those bonds and even most of the equities known as stocks, those stocks that people are buying, they do not have the stock certificate. Plenty of people are talking about it. They are an unsecured creditor. So my friend, I have an older man, Byrne, he's an artist, he's a New York artist, he's an older gentleman. He's a friend of mine, a fellow artist. He's got a lot of stocks. And he's going to lose it, because when the market crashes, whatever stocks you do have, if the giant derivatives bubble finally pops, which it must, it's a mathematical certainty, it must. You will get nothing. Even if there's some value left to your stocks, if the derivative bubble bursts, and it may soon, your stocks have guaranteed their derivative bubble. You're an unsecured creditor to them. You don't have the stock certificates. It's held somewhere else. You lose everything. So stockholders are going to lose everything. So the rich are saying, we don't like that gamble. They know that's coming. They know that the bond market, too, is the same way. So if you bought government bond and there's a default and they keep printing it up, and you're going to get paid back interest for your bond, but if that interest that you're getting back for your investment can only buy lesser and lesser and lesser and lesser each month of the of each year. You're getting the interest back. You buy a 10-year bond, you get 10 years worth of whatever percentage the interest was that you paid into it. At $100,000, you get $6,000 back if it was a 6% coupon government bond, right? So if that $6,000 that you're getting back only buys $3,000 worth of stuff because of inflation, because of the cost of living increases, right? The CPI, the consumer price index, the cost of living, since inflation is going up and it's costing more and more, if you get $6,000 a year for your big $100,000 investment, and you can only buy next year $3,000 worth of goods for that $6,000, then that's a 3% return, not a 6% return. If inflation keeps going up, it's a negative. It's a zero return, and it's a negative. And that's what's happening, right? So the people who bought two bonds when they were at 2%, well, with the inflation, they're fucking losers right now. So the money that the government's paying back those 2% bondholders ain't buying it very much. So in an inflation-ridden economy like this, when they're debasing the currency, they're in the process of debasing the currency while they take they're printing out a massive amount of paper. They know they're debasing the fiat currency. They're debasing it. It's a debasing process. Then they're taking the money quickly, as fast as the Jews can, and getting into real assets. So BlackRock is on a home buying spree now. They've been buying so many homes lately. They know what's coming, right? So they're taking that free money that they didn't have to work for. Remember, when the Jew gets the money from the Treasury, ultimately it starts at the Treasury, which is a supposedly the United a department in the United States government, as opposed to the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve. Everybody knows it's a privately held bunch of Jews, right? A bunch of billionaire Jew bankers, right? There are some non-Jew bankers in there, but it's mostly Jew bankers, and it has been since its inception. And pay no attention when you ask Wikipedia. Come on! Harry Vox, I just heard of Harry Vox show, and he said that it's Jews that control the Federal Reserve. Well, what do you think? Wikipedia goes, that's an anti-Semitic trope, right? But Wikipedia cannot back it up. And even ChatGPT is full of shit on that one. So the Jews were very lucky. They put a lot of money when they got the word out on all the channels. No! The Federal Reserve wasn't a bunch of fucking Jewish European Rothschilds had their agents here, such as Morgan and Gould, the train barons and Vanderbilt. They said in the book, The Great Red Dragon, he makes a very interesting case where he said that the train barons, the biggest one, which was Vanderbilt, when Cornelius Vanderbilt, I know the history of that family, there's some Vanderbilt stuff up near where I grew up, when he died, Cornelius, they think they call him Commodore. I think, Commodore Vanderbilt. that when he passed away, he didn't really have much behind. He didn't leave much cash. He had his estates, and they make the case in The Big Red Dragon is that the Jewish bankers allowed these guys to build these giant estates. Sure, with the whatever like sort of. Money they could skim off the top here and there for their grand palaces, like the Biltmore Estates in the United States. It was the giant Vanderbilt estate, but that the ownership of those train empires was straight up Rothschild's family ownership, and that these guys were agents of them. Well, you look that up in Wikipedia. You look that up. In ChatGPT, I'll Google the first five pages. Oh God, who ever heard of such a thing? You know that the Rothschilds could have used proxies when they were so hated throughout history that they would possibly use proxies to do it. to hide, to shield their ownership of stuff, and the other Jewish money powers to shield ownership? No! Whoever heard of such a thing? Well, there was the whole story about the Rockefellers being mere agents of Rothschilds is a similar story. So we have Morgan, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Gould train, the Vanderbilts, Freudian slip there, the vampires, the Vanderbilts, and a couple of these other giant names in American finance and industry were just mere representatives in this of the Jewish European Jewish money powers. And it's not like there's not like, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100, 1,000 scholarly works from back in the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries that described this process of what was happening. I own many of those books, and they were not, those are not loony conspiracy theories. Those were, those are factual, they were able to discuss these matters back then in a way where we cannot do that anymore. Now the giant publishers, can't publish it if it's not a Jewish-owned one, but most of the publishers are Jewish-owned, so they would never publish a book that told the truth about the Jewish control of the money and through that the political process, the politicians, they bribe them and they pay them off. We all know that. That's what AIPAC is. It's one of the biggest, the Jewish lobby is one of the biggest funnels of cash and influence, and then they piggyback on Christianity with terms like Judeo-Christian. That was a big one. I remember when that first came out. That first, the linkage in the political parlance of Judeo-Christian came out around like 19, maybe, well, it probably came out a little bit before, but boy, Jack Kemp, who was a former football quarterback for, I think, the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of New York Jets. I don't even know who Jack Kemp, San Francisco, maybe. But he was a former quarterback for the NFL. And then he became a congressman, and he was always, every word out of his mouth, every other word was, for our common Judeo-Christian heritage. So he was this like early age neocon. This was during the Reagan administration, Ronald Reagan. So it's sort of been 1980 and right now. And then they just been the neocons came, and then Washington think tanks are all dominated by the Jewish money power. And so, they give you a fellowship and a board of director position, and they own your fucking ass, man. That's just how it works. That's just how your political system is set up. Old Jewish European money power has put in these systems. They call them, they put in these things called think tanks and foundations and funds, and many of them are tax exempt, pretty much all of them. And they funnel money through trusts secretly into these things to steer the political decision-making process in the Western world. And so they're trying to do it in Russia. They've done it in Eastern Europe for sure. Ukraine is a perfect example. They got their guy, a Jew, Zelensky, never even spoke a word of Ukrainian, and becomes the president of Ukraine. Oh, interesting. A Jew who never spoke any of the language that he's running for president of, then he gets in there, and this would be a hell of a good time now that they've killed three generations of Ukrainians to tell them to start building a message, whether it's through a song, a poem, a movie, a good video. I would say a song. I would say a song in the Ukrainian national language that expresses exactly what this whole thing was about, what happened. A song about how this was the Jewish bankers in the West that needed to steal the land, and they just wiped out. They put on the news how evil Russia were, and they got everybody. And you could see how easy it is to pump people up and get them to hate something. You could see, you saw what they did to Trump. The Jew television got people, got these like baby boomers and others, even young people, millennials too, whipped up into an absolute hysteria. He was evil incarnate. And you say, why? And they go, fuck you. And you say, no, I'm just asking a question. Like, what exactly don't you like about him? I hate you for asking me. Because I don't really actually know. I mean, I've been told that he's racist. Okay, name one incident that stands out in your mind that really angered you for his racism. They'll go, fuck you, fuck you. And they'll throw something at you. Fuck you, get lost, you piece of shit. They won't answer the question. Oh, what racist incident stands out in your mind about Trump? And of course, there's no particular reason. Oh, well, he said that immigrants could have, that if there's, you know, immigrant, 20 million of them that come in, some of them could be criminals. That's an evil, racist thing to say. Uh-huh. 20 million people and absolutely no criminals, right? Yeah, it's impossible because we watched on the news, they said that anyone that says that a criminal could be coming through, or more criminals, or maybe a lot of criminals, maybe even, that person is an evil, MAGA, racist, Trump piece of shit. Yeah? And we were told that, and I would lose my friends if I didn't hold that viewpoint, because, you know, you do as you're told. If you're a liberal, you do as you're told. Liberal. You do exactly what you're told. If you're a liberal and you want to stay, if you want your friend, you want your liberal friends to still like you, you take that whole program and you don't deviate one millimeter from it. Well, so you're not a good liberal. So that includes men in the boxing ring. Well, not men, women in the boxing ring, but that have penises, let's say. Pummeling a woman in the boxing ring who has a vagina. Because maybe as the women who are getting pummeled are saying loud and clear, it was like getting hit by a freight train because I'm just a woman. And having somebody with a, you know, 12-inch long fucking firing like freight trains into my face. You have to accept that or else you're not a good liberal. Yeah, but that's not instinctively something that's agreeable. So I'm going to lie. Yeah, that's what you have to do when you're a liberal. I'm just going to lie and say I think that that's the way forward. You see? You have to lie a lot. And if you're a liberal, you have to lie a fucking lot of lies, man. You know? Like when they have some, like, there was this time where there was this guy. It was just like a fat, ugly, transgender, who won like the beauty contest. And there was all these like cute girls there that, you know, lost because it was this like really fat, overweight, ugly man who had just claimed he was a woman rather recently as a drag queen or something like that. And then he went out to celebrate and there's like footage of him going to a McDonald's, just chowing down, or a Burger King or whatever, chowing down burgers and fries and just shoving them in his mouth. And that was the victory. That was the victory meal. And as a liberal, as a good liberal, you have to lie and go, oh, she's so beautiful, isn't she beautiful? You have to lie. Yeah, you have to lie. Everybody has to lie to be a good liberal. You know, it kind of sucks having to lie in order to fit in with what you didn't used to have to lie in order to say that you were a good liberal. Now, you must lie, right, and say the dumb person is the smartest person in the world, and the person least qualified is most qualified, and, you know, you have to do all this, like, funny kind of reality shifts, you know. You should be preparing, you know. And they know that the rich are trying to, they know that the paper is going to be, they know it's getting debased. And so what they're doing is they're trying to get their money out of here. And they're trying to, the rich are trying to, the people that are in the know, not all the rich, there's some stupid ones, but the people that are in the know are saying, how do I preserve what wealth I have because there's an attack on it? And it looks like that the attack is going to be serious when you have 86 1,000 armed IRS agents. Okay, maybe not all of them are going to be armed, but maybe 40,000 of them will be. Oh, 40 more thousand. Over, and that's added on to the 80, somewhat 80, some odd thousand already exist. So it's going to be this army, an army of people. And let me tell you, you know, the fact that there's so much controversy over, like, when Trump says, well, we're not going to tax your tips. So if you're a waitress and you get tipped, there's no tax on tips. The fact that that would even be a controversy, the fact that there would even be somebody who would be so fucking, such a piece of shit, political figure, that would say, no, this is terrible, we got to tax those tips, you know. The fact that there would even be some piece of shit like that, well, half of your body politics is precisely that. And it happens to be the Democratic Party right now. Now, that's a tough one because Democrats are supposed to be the party of the people. And so now they have to kind of match the whole don't not tax tip thing. But if Trump hadn't proposed that, and I don't like Trump. So, you know, I'm just laying out facts. If he hadn't started that dialogue going, Democrats certainly wouldn't have initiated such a thing, no tax on tips. They want to fucking milk every nickel out of you. So the fact that there's anyone who calls themselves a liberal who actually thinks that these people are anything other than vacuous, shallow, corrupt, racist, supremacist scum, the fact that it's so hard for them to see that is, well, it's why you better be making plans. And, you know, ultimately the plan is elsewhere. It's not in the United States. It's not in the Western world. You know, they're making it so that when they introduce a CBDC, central bank digital currency, that most of your baby boomers, who are the ones who are holding the wealth in their homes, right? They're the asset holders of one of the largest, if not the largest asset class, which is residential homes. That's I think it's big as the equities market, big as the stock market. Somewhere around there. And I think it may actually have superseded it. I don't know. That's why BlackRock, Blackstone, all these juice rats are trying to scoop up as many single family homes. Remember, you will own nothing. You will rent everything from these two rats, right? Unless we stop them. Right? And there's a few ways to stop them, and I have some ideas. Legally to stop them. Get them to cease and desist in stealing our shit, man. So they're making laws that all entities have to be transparent. So no beneficial owner of any corporate entity, be it an LLC or corporation, any damn business unit. All beneficial owners they want to know, because they want to get your stuff. So the rich are going, okay, well, they're looking at Bitcoin. The old school rich are not that anxious to get into that. They'd rather get into gold and cash and real estate. But real estate could be confiscated. Whereas gold cannot, unless they can find you. Bitcoin, that can be confiscated, and that can be taxed, and that's going to be well known. And I don't know, man. I think they could just make a new rule. And you're totally hammered. You know, they just change the rules on that game, and you can't. There's no exit ramp to get your shit off that. Gold, they could try to confiscate it, but they'd have to find it, right? And believe me, the government will get like high-powered metal detectors, and they'll say, "Oh, we need to spend $100 billion to give these 86,000 IRS agents metal detectors." Oh yeah. You better fucking believe it, my friends. You better fucking believe it. These Jew rats are on a confiscation state of mind. It's just going to be, and it's very simple to put in a series of laws to do just that. They can confiscate lands, they can confiscate homes, They can confiscate second homes easily. Bitcoin, they can confiscate it easily. They can just tax you right out of existence there. Foreign land assets is safe, a hell of a lot safer than anything in the United States or Jew-controlled Europe. Yeah, and gold, but they're going to make it so you can't move it. You can't get it out of the country unless you find some clever way, unless they set up gold banks where you deposit a coin and then you go elsewhere and they give you a coin back, but somebody's got to move that metal. That system where you walk into an office, drop a bunch of gold, and then guaranteed to pick it up in other location with just a minor fee, which was basically the original what the Templars did. Basically, if you were going to do your pilgrimage to the Holy Land back in the 1100s, you would deposit your gold with the Templars, and they would give you a check, a written document that says you could pick it up at the other end. This way you didn't get bandits to steal your gold. Well, we better get back to that system. Because Jew Boy is putting up roadblocks everywhere. And smart people know this. Right? That's what the Corporate Transparency Act is, passed January 1st of this year. And it's in effect. And all persons must comply by December 31st of this year, or else face $500 a day fines. Right? Mm-hmm. So, Jew Boy has a plan. And I don't know. He's got a lot of allies in the United States government that are working to fulfill his plan. And we don't have many people that are on our side to try to protect us. So we have to protect ourselves. You know? This is another reason why if you have land, you better start getting greenhouses up now and start getting good topsoil and start getting seed banks and all that stuff. And I'm currently right now digging the dirt, literally with a jackhammer, going through clay, pulling out, because I have to make utility rooms and I have to build facilities for safety. You know, and I'm hardening the safety. I'm hardening my perimeter, and I suggest everybody start hardening your perimeter now. And that means get your name off of public documents. Get your name off of all your fucking Facebooks and all your. You move your name. Your personal name doesn't appear anywhere now. If you must do government business, if you must get an internet service or something like that, if you have to do it, or if you already have it in your name, it's too late now, and so hold it there. But you're going to have to start finding multiple layers. It's not easy to do. Yep, I just got bit. That motherfucker just bit me. And yes, they will be releasing hundreds of billions of mosquitoes that are going to be flying syringes that are going to have all kinds of goodies in them, primarily composed of mRNA. And once these little flying syringes nails you, you're going to get it whether you voluntarily walk into a poison vaccine deliverer facility or not. You're going to get it either way. You're going to get it. They're trying to get it in the food, and they're fighting people who are demanding that if you're going to put vaccines in food, you have to label it. They're fighting it, saying, "How dare you make us label that? This is wrong. We should be able." Can you imagine that the default state without a fight would be that they would put it right in and you would not get notified. That's the default state. It should be the default state is you don't do anything. You don't put anything in food unless you've gone through a thorough process and got approval of the public at large, ultimately. Well, that's not going to happen because your representatives do not represent the public at large. And you have no say in it when they make these laws. But the default position that passes, yeah, you can put the vaccines in the food. You don't have to tell anybody. And it's only now that there's a few people that are fighting that we can try to fight the thing that is automatic at this point. So all of our rights are being taken away automatically, quietly, fast, rapidly, and it's only for those who have excess energy to go in and fight it. The way I've offered my analysis for the last 35 years. For anyone who would listen, I offered my analysis on what we should be looking out for, what should we do, who's behind what, so I've done, at least that part, which was a lot of work over the last 35 years, and I didn't really get anything. That was occasionally, people did, when I would say, I need money or something, but that was it's very few times that I do that. You don't see me constantly having my hand out. That's not part of me, because I'm old fashioned in that way. It's very difficult for me to talk about money, ask for money from people, because it just sounds like you have a handout. And I always said that news and money, the ideal situation is if there's no connection at all, and you do it for free. Ideally, so that's what I've been doing. And so that's the only reason you get the truth. If I took money, if I got paid for this, there would be a Jew in there somewhere. And, so no Jews. And I've been offered, actually, a couple times, not that many times, but I've been offered to, sponsor shit or have stuff come on and, I just drank Vita C. No, I'm not. I have no connection with Vita C coconut water. Actually, I don't really like it because it's got too much. It's got sugar in it. This one doesn't have sugar in it. Sounds like a Twitter commercial. No, I have no pennies. I'm not getting any money from anyone. But yeah, you have to be preparing. And crazy times, man. But 24/7, it doesn't stop. It never ending. So good luck, everyone.